you're going to use that opportunity to go and indoctrinate these kids with your street ghetto philosophy.
Certain point, if you raise your level of income to the status of a rock star, then then you got to keep coming up with ways to maintain that status. I'm not even saying eat meat, but at least put some cereal in the milk. Come on. That's like taking 666, the mark of the beast, and redefining it like Biggie tried to do and saying, no, it means this or that. No, 666 is 666. You can call it holy 666, but it's still the mark of the beast. Convenient, whether it's welcome or unwelcome. You, as preachers of the word, are to show people in what way their lives are wrong.
We welcome you now to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis.
Blessings to all. This is G. Craig Lewis here again with another True Church Perspective. And you can catch us here every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. at Heaven 97, 970 a.m. on your radio dial here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, as well as streaming live on the internet at true-church.org. Last week, we talked about affectation, and we talked about gifts and talents, and we're going to continue that broadcast this week and deal with it. I got a lot of emails, and also got a scripture or a passage by several people in Exodus 31, where the Lord was speaking to Moses about Bezalel, the son of Uri, and he was talking about giving him ability. And I think people misconstrued what I was saying. When I was saying that God does not give us talent, I was saying that we offer our talents up to God as a gift. So, you know, singing and music, that is not a gift. That is not a spiritual gift from a spiritual being, but that is an earthly realm, natural ability. That's a dominion issue in this domain. This is our dimension that we dwell in. And so we have dominion in this dimension to get abilities. We go to school, we learn. This is why some people make more money than others, because they go get the knowledge. This is why a doctor makes what it makes versus a construction worker that's making what they make. And not saying that construction workers don't make good money, but the difference is the schooling, the difference is the training, the difference is you taking the dominion that God has given us in the earth and you taking it and making a talent out of it and then prospering from that talent. The better you are, the more you'll prosper. This is the rule that is in the earth. And when we come to this scripture, this passage, Exodus 31 and 1, it's telling us, and the Lord said unto Moses, see, I have called by name Bezalel, son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom and ability, in understanding and intelligence, and in knowledge, and in all kinds of craftsmanship, to devise skillful works, to work in gold, and in silver, and in bronze, and in cutting of stones for setting, and carving of wood, to work in all kinds of craftsmanship. So people see this and say, well, see, God gave him the ability to cut wood and to work in craftsmanship, and that's a natural talent that God gave him. Well, you know, we have to look at this dispensationally, and we have to understand that God here is taking credit for the abilities that this man has. Now, this would be the same as God taking credit for my abilities, because what? I offer my abilities up. When I played for churches, when I played music, I had to learn that. I had to practice that. I had to get better at what I was doing. And then once I was to a point where I thought I was good enough, I would offer my praise. I would offer my ability, my songs, whatever I was doing, up to God as a gift. And because I offered it up to God as a gift, and because I submitted my ability to him, he took credit for it. Understand? So when God is speaking in the heavenlies and he's speaking about us, he can take credit for what you're doing if you're doing it unto him. So it's not necessarily that he gave you the talent to do it, is that he's taking credit for the talent to do it. We find this same passage when the scripture tells us that the God of this world has blinded the minds of those. When it's talking about the God of this world in that passage, it's talking about Satan, Lucifer. Now, if you're going to use the same principle that, you know, you may have tried to apply in Exodus to that, then, I mean, you're saying, is God the devil? Is our God the devil? No, we know that God is above the devil, but in this domain, Lucifer is the god of this world. That does not mean God is not God of him. So understand, he's the god of this world, meaning he's taking credit for the actions of the leaders in this realm. He's taking credit for what mankind has done, what happened in the garden. He's taking credit and saying, I'm the god of this world, or God is referring to him as the god of this world or the god of this realm. And so we know that God is God of all. Even in the scripture, God said, I made evil. So people hear that in Isaiah and say, God made evil? Does that mean God is an evil being? No, he's just talking dispensationally, speaking of his dominion over all. Every domain comes under his rule because he is God of all. So he's taking credit for all things, even though he may not be responsible for certain things happening. It is the free will or dominion of man that is responsible for evil. Understand what I'm saying? So I hope you're getting a good understanding of what I'm trying to tell you. Because you have a talent or an ability, God takes credit for it ultimately because you offer it to him. If you don't offer it to him, then Satan takes credit for it. That's why I don't understand in video shows and music awards, secular ones, the guys will get up and, you know, they win an award for a song called Spank That Booty. And then they get up there and thank God. I like to thank God who is the head of my life. Man, shut up. God is not the head of your life and you getting an award for Spank That Booty. But see, what's happening is they're trying to give God dominion over it, and you can't because you didn't offer your gift. You didn't offer your ability up to God. No, you offered it to Satan in exchange for marketing yourself and being lifted up in the sight of men. So God is not responsible for your ability, but Lucifer or Satan is. You offered it to him. That's who got the gift. And this is why it's very important that we keep our abilities and our talents. We keep them unto God and offer them to God as a gift. So like I said last week, you know, talent and ability, music, all these things are not gifts from God. They are talents of man, but we offer these things up to God as gifts. So I hope you understand that. And we talked about spiritual gifts last week, which is very important for us to get an understanding of all the different spiritual gifts. We got to get a good understanding because I'm telling you, people are bringing everything into the church. And this is why last week we talked about Steve Harvey coming on TBN and these different secular artists now, TBN opening their doors to try to keep the doors open financially. They're bringing in these worldly artists. They're bringing in these gospel artists that are welcoming them in. And they're trying to make these guys a part of the body of Christ because these guys may have confessed Jesus before. They want Jesus, but they also want what they want. This is the same rich young ruler who wanted a reputation of being with Christ, but he didn't want to do what Christ required of him to come to him, which was to forsake all. This is what Steve Harvey was on the show talking about. He was like, hey, I still talk the way I talk. I act the way I act. I'm still secular. I'm still worldly. I'm still this or I'm still that. He said, but, you know, Jesus, I'm with Jesus. I'm down with Jesus. That's the same thing that the rich young ruler said. He didn't want to do what was required of him, and that is to deny himself and give up all for the sake of Christ, for the cause of Christ. Now, listen, people of God, we have to understand there is no way that we can perform and use our talents and our abilities without offering them to God. So that means you can't make a movie full of cussing and sex and nudity and then offer that to God. Why? Because that is sin. That is not the proper sacrifice. What is the proper sacrifice? Present your body a living sacrifice. The proper sacrifice is the way you live, how you present yourself unto God, what you sacrifice for God, what you give unto God. Those are the things that we need to understand. But affectation comes, and we talked about this last week, so I want you to make sure, those of you that are just now tuning into this broadcast, make sure you go download last week's broadcast off true-church.org so you can understand where I'm going with this particular message. But affectation comes. The definition of affectation is behavior, speech, or writing that is artificial or designed to impress. So this comes when people need their talent, their ability, what they're able to do to get applause from people so that people will make them feel better about themselves. Now, here's the thing. You know, a lot of times, and we talked about this, they may be victims of molestation, rape, or different things that have happened to them, and they use their talent and their ability to make them feel better about who they are and overcome the deficit. But that is the wrong thing to do, because then people are impressed with you pretending. pretending to be someone else. People are impressed with your ability and what you're able to do and not who you really are. And this is why Hollywood is filled with actors and actresses that ran away from home, sexually abused, messed up, all of these different things. And they want to go get these roles and get in these movies so that they can be seen of men and applauded, and they'll do anything for the role. And they commit vile sexual acts and perverted acts and different things just to get movie roles and get in position to be applauded by people. When these particular things happen and come on people, it is very hard to be delivered at that point. And that's what we're going to talk about right now. It's very hard for you to receive deliverance once you begin to prosper off of what you created while you were in the deficit. Now, let me explain that so you can understand. And I'm going to use Tyler Perry as an example of this. Tyler Perry made a statement in People magazine talking about his molestation when he was molested by a couple of men when he was young. He made the statement saying that the only things that allowed him to survive was his faith, God, and his creativity. He said, I learned to use my gift, he said, and it was my imagination that let me escape. But you got to understand first, when he said, I learned to use my gift, that's not a gift. That's a talent. So comedy, cross-dressing, whatever it is that he's doing, that is not a gift, especially a spiritual gift. So he's saying it was his faith in God and his creativity that got him through those rough times. But I got news for you. No, it wasn't. That was the pretender that allowed people to approve of you, to make you feel better about what was done to you. See, when people are molested, especially when it's a same-sex molestation, the first thing people do is begin to blame themselves. They begin to look at themselves as being gay or lesbian, or what about me attracted a man? What about me attracted a woman? And this causes them to question themselves and who they are. Then this begins to manifest itself naturally in the natural realm, and they begin to have the bent wrist and walk, you know, kind of primping, feminine like, or if it's a girl, being very tomboyish. And this begins to work itself out of them because their mind is already set that something must be wrong with me in order for someone to do this act to me. And so what he's done is he created an alter ego. He calls it a gift, but it is not a gift. It's a talent, and it's really another personality. This man has created Medea. So he created a woman. In other words, he actually created a woman that deals with the issues that he came through. And the danger of this is, well, the first danger is you dressing up like a woman, and that's an abomination. But the real danger is people are approving of Medea and the comedy of Tyler Perry, but people don't know the true Tyler Perry. And he can talk about his deficit and what happened to him all he wants, but everybody's clapping for Medea. So when Medea's not happening, when comedy's not happening, nobody is paying attention to Tyler Perry. The dangerous part of this is that he will have to keep making people laugh and making people be entertained in order to get approval. This is very dangerous because if you don't deal with who you really are, it's going to escape. It's going to come through you. So in his personal life, he's struggling, and it's obvious what he's struggling with. You can look at him. You can look at his mannerisms. Why is he struggling with that? Because of what the men did to him when he was younger. He's struggling with that. But you can't just blame what was done to you. You have to seek deliverance, because once you understand what has happened and that it was the enemy, the next thing you have to do is seek deliverance. But please listen to this part, people. It's hard to seek deliverance when you're prospering off of what you created based on what was done to you. You know, I can use Michael Jackson in this situation, because Michael Jackson openly admitted. He said, hey, my dad was cheating on my mom. My brothers were messing with girls in the hotel rooms, and we were in strip clubs, and women were stripping when we would perform and different things. And he said, I dared not tell my mom about this. And the interviewer asked him, why wouldn't you tell your mom? He said, because my mom would take me off the road. My mom would have taken me out of the group, and I didn't want to get out of the group. So that is showing you right there that he sacrificed his own well-being for his talent and his ability, which ultimately led to a life full of shame, messed up life. Why? Because the inner him, the real him, could never be dealt with. with, because whenever he needed approval, he had to perform. He had to show his talent. This is why it's so important for us to understand talents and gifts. But let's bring it down to even a level that's closer to heart. A lot of times parents, they approve of abilities of their children. So if the child is a great singer, if the child is a musician, if a child has an ability, a lot of times the parents, the mother, the father, the only time the child hears accolades from them and hears good job and you're great and you're good and man, I'm proud of you. When it's always associated with an ability that they have, then when they grow up with no self-substance. In other words, this is why we see musicians that they're the best musician you've ever heard. I mean, they're great. I mean, they can just turn a church out on an organ or a keyboard, but half their hair is braided and the other half is bald. And you know, the men, they got two earrings hanging all the way down and a bunch of piercings and tattoos all over. And they just messed up. Bunch of girls pregnant, can't be faithful to their wives. A husband, got children everywhere, just messed up, but they have more talent than anyone else. And you're like, man, they're so talented. Why are they so jacked up? Well, it's because the only approval they ever got growing up was based on their talent or their ability. What that boils down to is your talent and your ability is not you. Listen to what I'm saying. That's your ability to do something, but that's not the real you. So if we as parents and leaders don't approve of people, of our children and this younger generation and different ones, and let them know God loves you. He loves the inner you. You are what's important to God, not your ability or your talent. Then these people grow up entertaining and making the music and everything, but they have no substance whatsoever. This is when they turn and flip on you. Carlton Pearson and Tone and guys like that. And, you know, Tone just flips and he just came out admitting that he's gay, and Carlton Pearson just coming out. You know, these guys are flipping. Why? Because all their lives people clapped and said, man, I even had one preacher argue me down. This was about 3 years ago. His preacher said, yeah, man, I just had Tone at my church, man. He tore the church up. I said, what was he singing? Nah, man, he was in the pulpit. He preached, man. Man, that dude can preach. And man, God is just gifted. I said, man, that is not a gift. That is a talent and an ability. And you were entertained by a homosexual. I said, now what are you going to do? And that same preacher is apologizing to me now because he's got young boys in his church that have turned homosexual because he allowed that spirit in his church. And they don't understand, man, that talent. You brought a guy in and approved of his talent, and you never challenged what was really wrong with him. And you know, these guys, all of them, they're coming out of the closet now. They're coming out of the woodworks and they're letting folks know, you know, and they're trying to call their talent a gift. And this is my gift, and accept me as gay because I have a gift. And you'll hear Carlton Pearson say all the time, we've played their music, we've sung their songs, so we at least owe the homosexual the opportunity to come. You know, and talking all this foolishness, and they don't even understand. Man, all you've done is approved of the talent, natural ability of people, and you never dealt with the inner them. This is why it's so dangerous for us to allow homosexuals and people that are immoral to be our musicians in our churches and our choir directors and our singers. We're approving of their ability, y'all, and we are doing an injustice to them because we're letting them know, hey, what you're able to do is important. And this is just not musicians. I'm talking about pastors, y'all. There are older men that are pastoring and they're trying to raise up younger men to take the helm, and when they get old, they want to pass it down to some young guy, and a lot of times that young guy is not qualified because all he's ever been told is one day you're going to take over. One day you're going to take over. This will be yours one day. And because he's not approved of for who he really is, all he has to look forward to is taking over. But he takes over and he has no inner substance because he's never been approved of for who he is. So he struggles with immorality, homosexuality. He struggles with desiring the spotlight, trying to be flashy, want to be seen and known and need the hand claps, want to entertain while he's preaching and while he's ministering. Y'all, this is a detrimental state that we have put these young men in, and they're taking the reins of the church now. They're leading the church, and they are compromising the church. They're compromising the gospel for the approval and the applause of men. Listen, y'all, Luke 4 and 18, and I'm going to have to wrap this up and finish this next week again, but Luke 4 and 18 says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel. Now, here is the remedy. Please listen, people. It's the gospel of Jesus. It is the preacher that God has raised up to deal with this. But see, the enemy was smart. The enemy began to put his ministers in position so that you got men that desire or that have affectation, that desire to be lifted up, to be seen and known and have these deficits. You got them leading the churches now. So it's hard to get the true remedy for this stuff because the preachers that are dealing with it are in position now. So now they don't want the truth. You know, I can't tell you how many pastors have met in towns that I was coming to get it canceled and want the engagement canceled. They don't want the truth behind hip hop. They don't want me to come into their town. Why? Because a lot of these pastors, they have no substance. They were never approved of. They went through molestation and rape or being hurt or something. They went through a traumatic experience. Some of them experienced death of a loved one and didn't know how to deal with it. Some of them have experienced, you know, all kinds of heartbreak and pain. And then when they're lifted up in position of pastor and never dealt with themselves, they never dealt with themselves internally. They were always just approved of for their ability. When these men take over in leadership, they don't want me to come with this message. They don't want nobody to hear about affectation. They don't want anyone to hear what they're up to because they don't want anyone to take the spotlight away. Please don't pull the mic out of my hand. Don't sit me down in the pew and make me just normal. I need to be up before the people because I need somebody to approve of me and make me feel like I'm special or I'm wanted or I'm needed because the inner man in me is suffering. It's suffering great pain and I'm covering it up with the hand claps of people. Just like Lucifer said in Isaiah 14 and 11, he said, I'm going to mount the congregation in the sides of the north. He said, I'm going to ascend into heaven. He's saying, I'm going to be seen and known. I'll need somebody to know my name. Why? Because what Lucifer did, what he was doing was not of God. So he did not have God's approval for who he was. So he had to get the hand claps of men to approve of him. Y'all, please, I hope you're listening to me. This is why the leadership positions now are plagued with homosexuality. This is why the Pentecostal church, the Baptist church, the Methodist church, all the churches, they're plagued with homosexuality because the enemy knows. He knows if I can get affectation in the leadership, the people don't have a chance. Just like Psalms tells us, it says, the wicked walk on every side when the vilest of men are exalted. But let's get back to this remedy. Luke 4 and 18, Jesus was saying, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Now keep listening, to preach deliverance to the captive and recovering of sight to the blind. Now this is the key one right here, y'all. This is what we need more of, more than anything, he said, and to set at liberty them that are bruised. So what this scripture is telling us, Jesus is saying, I came to set them at liberty when they were bruised, when in their childhood somebody did something terrible to them, they were molested and hurt. Don't you understand you were targeted? Will you hear me? Hear my voice right now as a prophet of God. I'm speaking into someone right now as they drive, as they head to church. Listen to what I'm saying. You were targeted by the enemy. The devil set a sight on you and tried to destroy you on purpose. Why? Because God has anointed you. He had a plan for you. God has something he needs from you. And it's not your talent. It's not your musical ability. It's not your ability to sing or direct a choir. It's not your ability to preach and hoop and holler and entertain people. It's not your ability to act and perform and do comedy. That's not it at all. God had a plan for you because there are souls that require you to change, but the enemy came in and tried to destroy you with an act, an immoral act. That's something that was traumatic that caused you to grab hold of your ability and your talent and use it as a shield so the people can't really see into you and see the real you. You're using your ability to shield yourself from correction, shield yourself from discipline. You're using your ability to shield yourself. Listen, people of God, you got to put the shield down, put the talent, put the ability down for a season. Get before God and say, God, the inner man in me. Fix me, not what I'm able to do. All the people are clapping for me. They love what I'm able to do, but they don't know who I really am. Listen, people of God, hear me. This is why they're lifting these men up, Steve Harvey and Tyler Perry. My heart goes out to all of these men, but that's the world. You do that in the world. This is the kingdom of God. In the kingdom of God, we have a system of checks and balances. That means God lifts up men in the kingdom. God promotes men in the kingdom, and God never promotes a man based on his talent and his ability. He did not promote Lucifer. As a matter of fact, he demoted Lucifer. He demoted him because he was trying to use his ability as a catalyst to get glory. People, listen to me. It's not about what you're able to do. It's not about people's response for you. It's not about the hand claps and the praise of men, but it's about what God thinks about you, that inner you, that inner self. And that is what Jesus said, I came to do. He said, I came to set at liberty them that are bruised. Many of you went through something traumatic in your younger life, and the enemy targeted you on purpose. It wasn't a coincidence. It wasn't a haphazard event that the devil targeted you with molestation, with rape, targeted you with some sexual perverted sin, and somebody targeted you. And don't blame the person that did it. You forgive the person that did it. They were just operating for Satan, because Satan needed a way to block you and make you all about talent like he is, all about ability like he is. So you'll be lifted up for your ability, but you never deal with who you really are. Please, people of God, I hope that you will download this message and forward it to people, musicians and those people. You don't understand what they go through, y'all, to sit in a church that is supposed to be sanctified unto God, have people clap and call your name and love all over you for your talent, and then go home to some deep, dark sin that you can't get rid of, some deep dark thing that's going on in your life. These men are contemplating suicide. They don't even want to be here. They go home, get drunk, get high just to even deal with the lifestyle they've chosen, because people have approved of them on the surface and approved of their ability, and yet denied them access to the healer that will take care of their bruises. Let me pray. Father God, in Jesus' name, I thank you for this message. I believe it was from you. Father God, I hope that many will hear it. I hope that many pastors that have taken advantage of homosexual musicians and immoral musicians and different ones using their talents up, God, and not dealing with who they are. God, I hope that they hear this, Lord, and there will be compassion in their heart, God, to deal with it. Don't wait till that musician has died and lost his life to AIDS or something before folks started really thinking about who he was. Father God, that's happening too much. God, we're taking advantage of people's abilities and their talents. We're calling them gifts, but they are not, God. Their talents and God, the spiritual gifts don't even have an opportunity to operate in them because they're so engulfed with their ability and the applause of men. So I pray right now, Father, you will just begin to move upon the hearts of these pastors and these leaders. God, move upon the hearts of the members. God, let someone take the time to embrace one of these brothers and sisters that are in music and have talents and different things. God, let them get to the innermost being of these people so that they can deal with who they are. And Father, they can set at liberty all of those that have been bruised, just like you said in your word, God, those that have been hurt, those that have gone through these experiences and are blaming themselves or someone else. Father, let them see that it was the devil that did it. And the reason he did it is because the real them, the inner man, is wanted by God. It's wanted by the kingdom, not just their talent, not just their ability, but who they really are. Father, I pray and ask these things in Jesus' name. We'll be back next week with another True Church Perspective.
You've been listening to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis. Visit us at truth-church.org or at exministries.com. If you desire to support this ministry with your donations, please send them to P.O. Box 24870, Fort Worth, Texas 76124, or donate online at truth-church.org.
EX Ministries presents The Truth Behind Hip Hop Part 5. This DVD goes where many messages against the evil of our nation dares to go, with the in-depth insight into the formation of America and its occultic infusion of false gods. You will be captivated as God strategically sums up this message by painting a biblical picture that illustrates Genesis through Revelation and how music has propagated the plight of the spirit realm.
See, E pluribus unum, which is on the seal with the eagle, that means one God by many names. And now, just recently released, hot off the presses, is the Gospel of Hip Hop Bible, a New Testament by KRS-One. Worshiping Michael Jackson in God's house, a channeler of Nephilim.
This is a must-see DVD and will change your life and view on how the devil is using entertainers to get worship. Order now.